There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I don't know what's happening here. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. We've got your newest instructor here joining us. And you know, as I've said in the past, for those of you who are new to the class, there are about 200 of us here at USAPrepares.com, experts in various areas. All of us are innovators. We're dentists and medical doctors, engineers, authors, surgeons, CEOs, broadcasters, physicists, farmers, and also students rising to become instructors. None of us is capable of holding down a job. We don't take direction very well. Well, I think that goes for all of us here at USAPrepares.com. And Lark in Texas is your newest instructor. Welcome, Lark in Texas.
Well, thanks for having me, Vince. How are you?
I am so well. And, you know, you and I met. We were in Texas. I was walking at an event, at a preparedness event, where I was asked to broadcast live a couple years ago. And John Statmiller and I were there, and we met you, and it was great meeting you. So you have been a broadcaster for years, right?
No, for a little over a year, and of course I try to I try to speak out as often as I can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
through whatever channels, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've been on the radio for a while, and it's great hearing you, and it was great meeting you, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at the expo. So let's talk about your subject of the day. You'd like to talk about, boy, it's so hard for me to pronounce this, communitarianism.
You've done good.
Let's talk about that.
You've done good.
Well, it's not a word that I use often, and it's not a word that I learned in any class in school. Seriously.
No, and it's a specialty word even today. You're not going to hear it on your Sunday talk shows. You'll seldom see it ever in print, particularly with your daily newspapers. And even then, it's going to be the big city newspapers where you'll see the word. Communitarianism is probably the most important word that you don't know about that you should know about. And you know how when we were growing up, it was said that, well, we live in under capitalism. And the other side of the world, they live under something called communism or socialism. And eventually, it was said that we were all to embrace this thing called democracy. And in particular, after World War II, Winston Churchill made it his habit to address American audiences in Europe, extolling the virtues of this thing called democracy. And so democracy has become a euphemism for really communitarianism today. It's a system which combines or juxtaposes capitalism and communism. And that's just what it is. Capitalism plus communism equals communitarianism. And it's so plain to see once you become familiarized with the word that once you see it and once you learn of the thing that I call communitarian code speak, which is again what they're talking about on those Sunday talk shows. They are talking about communitarian policy. That's what they're talking about. but it's just not, the word is not in your face, and so people become flummoxed and bamboozled by these multisyllabic words, words that end in ism, are merely schools of thought. That's all they are. Nothing scary. Within every school of thought, there are many ideologies. There are variances of opinion, so there's many opinions. But the system we have today that is become a privatized venture or a public-private partnership, as it were, is also wrapped around this thing called communitarian law. And in terms of controlling the masses, we have less government today than we have what the communitarians call a scientific dictatorship of the community. And I know that's that sounds highfalutin or odd-sounding, but that's the shortest answer to what is communitarianism. It is a scientific dictatorship of the global to local community. Shall I continue?
No, Lark. Yeah, please do. But I wanted to share with you that I had the opportunity to meet a 40-something-year-old politician in Missouri. And when I use the word politician, that's not a positive word. Politician, I believe, is someone who is in the business of promising to people something he doesn't own, but he takes from other people. And it's a way of shifting resources and wealth and confiscating wealth. And that's what these guys do. They are liars and cheats and thieves, and this is my definition. They are people who are weak. They're easily bribed and easily coerced because of the failures in their own lives. They succumb to their individual greed and pleasures. So I was talking with this guy, and he was talking about exactly what you said, and I never heard that term before. And this was years ago. Public-private partnerships, as if it were a good thing. As if, you know, this is where we all come together and we all work together, and it's just going to be great. But what really happens is the government side of the equation takes over and siphons wealth out of the system. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, when we say the word governance, always just slip in the word management. Governance equals management. What we call government is really a system of mind control. It's both cult-like and occult-like at the same time. This is government. But see, governments are being destroyed, and they're being systematically destroyed. For instance, the American government is being systematically destroyed. What we have is a system of world socialism, and it's based on communitarian governance, grounded in communitarian law. If you're going to have a one-world government, you need a one-world law. And as we have seen, according to the communitarians, we need a one-world religion. So when we talk about religion, philosophy, law, and economics, it's all being rolled into one ball of wax. And one thing that I can say that people on the right don't see is they don't see their own roles in growing the size of government. I mean, we need only witness the revolving door, for instance, between the Department of Defense and the civilian sector. In fact, within all segments of what we used to call government. But I see the American government falling by the wayside. And what we have in its place is a new system of control, which Henry Kissinger called the international system. And when we talk about Agenda 21 and we talk about Obamacare, what we're talking about is communitarian either legislation or the blueprint for how we're to go forward. And it's our charge as Americans, or anyone listening to this broadcast, that we need to become familiar with communitarian code speak and realize how we're being bamboozled by nice, pretty-sounding words that are inoffensive, rather abstruse at times, but never offensive. And so, if you don't mind, I'll give you a quick example of some words that are bandied about pretty regularly these days that are examples of communitarian code speak. Shall I?
Let's do it.
Well,
yeah, absolutely.
How about free trade? Sustainable development.
Sure. What sounds bad about free trade? You know, what sounds bad about sustainable development? It sounds
right.
Great. As a matter of fact, I bristle at the word sustainable now because it's been hijacked. You know, it used to be a good thing if you could do something that was sustainable, but it's been twisted to mean something completely different.
Well, to continue, human rights. Forward-looking, stakeholders, quality learning, and humanitarian, quality of life, and then two of my favorites. The first is responsibility to protect, or R2P. R2P is the legal justification under international communitarian law for the murder of innocents in the Middle East following 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually the legal justification under international communitarian law for why we're in the Middle East right now. And then we know about, of course, civil society. But the one I really bristle at the most, people will smile when they hear me say this, but it's that word community. Everybody thinks they know what community is, and it sounds real nice. It sounds real lovely. Let's get our favorite group of buds together, and let's join in community. But to hear the communitarians speak of community, they're talking about something altogether entirely.
Larkin, Texas. And I will be right back. We're learning that words may not mean exactly what we thought. The new definitions: human rights, forward thinking, stakeholders, humanitarian, quality of life, responsibility to protect. We'll be right back. We have a special seminar for you on Friday, March 27th at the Get Prepared Expo. From 9 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, spend the day with USA Prepare's senior instructors, Matt Stein and Dr. Richard Allen Miller. There you'll learn about the three major game-over events and their likelihood, and most importantly, what to do about them. Events so powerful that they can end life as we know it. Yes, they're real, and our senior instructors will guide you to safety. This seminar is limited to the first 100 who purchase tickets on the website, GetPreparedExpo.com. Your tuition for this special seminar is $85. Your satisfaction is guaranteed for your money back. This is an in-depth all-day seminar, and you're encouraged to take notes. Note-taking materials are provided. Food and beverages are available all day at the Get Prepared Expo, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Lark in Texas is with us. And Lark, one of the things that you mentioned was responsibility to protect. I want to share with you something that happened yesterday. I got a call from someone in this area where we live, within a 50-mile radius. And he said that the three people arrived at his home. One of them was with the Department of Family Services. Two were sheriff's deputies. And they demanded to enter his home. And he said, "Do you have a warrant?" And they said, "We don't need a warrant. We're coming in." He said, "You are not coming in." And he stopped them from entering his house. And the reason they were there is someone called DFS in Missouri and said something about their children. And as a result of this phone call, three government minions showed up at this home, demanding entrance. And the father, the husband, said, "Absolutely not, without a warrant." They had a standoff. And the sheriff's deputy said, "We don't need a warrant." Really? Actually, they do. So what we're learning in this situation, and this is a real situation, happened yesterday, that the police lie. They lie to us. It's totally unacceptable that the police lie. They can lie in court. Why? They're not under oath. They're not under oath.
I'm going to say something regarding the police and the sheriffs, first of all. Since the early to the mid-90s, every police department, every metropolitan police department, and every county sheriff's department in this country has taken the government cheese. The government in those days was installing computer systems, and they wanted everyone to be on board. Remember, the personal computer was becoming popularized during this period in our history. And I myself was a late adapter. I never got on a computer until 2004. And what happened is they changed their mission statements and their policies and procedures manuals in order to, as part of the trade-off, to accept this government cheese, federal dollars. New computer systems were installed, and those people who adapted themselves or who were already versed in the use of the computer rose through the ranks within the administrative ranks. And they were willy-nilly simply copying whatever it is the government wanted to copy within these policies and procedures manuals. Many things were changed, but this is the time in American history when communitarian law became enshrined, and it was overlaid over and upon American law, what we call our rights, our Bill of Rights. And believe you me, by 2000, every sheriff, every police chief in this country knew what they had done. They knew what they had done. Maybe they didn't know the law. Most of them don't. They say they know the law. But when they accepted that government cheese, they changed the law. They changed the way in which the sheriff's department and the police departments interacted with the public. And that's a fact. The evidence is overwhelming. So that's the first thing. And let's not forget that communitarians, just like communists, just like socialists, they don't believe in private property. They don't believe that you have an expectation of privacy in this new information age. And they just never sent the memo out to the American people. This is a fact.
Well,
so you don't own your body. And you don't own property. In fact, you're the property of the community there, Bubba. And that's just the way it is.
Mark, I'm going to tell you something that happened back in 1993 at the State Fair in the Commonwealth of Virginia, in Richmond, Virginia, where I spent 11 days with my students. Very disturbing. We'll be right back. So just who will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, John Moore, John Stadtmiller, Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, Aaron Dakins, Brad Dakins, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us, just to name a few, are the senior instructors, medical doctor Norman Cheeley, engineer Matt Stein, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, physicist Dr. Richard Allen Miller, author Captain John Reagan, counterterrorist Mike Ma, author Rich Sheban, and the CSPOA founder, Sheriff Richard Mack. You'll learn how water wells work, how to buy gold and silver quietly, discreetly, and privately. Learn the importance of good health and how to care for your loved ones. Learn alternative medicines, overcoming anxiety, stress, high blood pressure, and alternative cancer treatments. You'll have access to more doctors, more authors, more talk show hosts than any event we know of. The Get Prepared Expo, the last weekend in March, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 27th, 28th, and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
It's great being on the air broadcasting the USAPrepares.com broadcast classroom with Lark in Texas. Lark, as I was saying, back in 1993, I gave my company to the public school system, and I wanted to teach young people entrepreneurship. So I taught them advanced computer science, and we taught them how to build computers, service computers, and run a real company with real products in the school system, because this poor county that I lived in rural Virginia, had no jobs. The factories had left. And there's no place for these young people to work. So I wanted to teach them business. The only way I could teach them business was to have a real product. I didn't want to teach them from a book because that doesn't work too well. So we had a real computer company manufacturing real computers with real customers. As a matter of fact, we sold $1,200,000 worth of computers out of my classroom, literally. And it was the talk of the area. We were on the 6 o'clock and the 11 o'clock news regularly. People couldn't believe what we had done. And so the Commonwealth of Virginia quickly found out about what we were doing, and they asked me if I would bring my class to the state fair of the Commonwealth of Virginia to show the Commonwealth how education, in excellence in education, is done in Virginia. This is how we do it. And really, it was an exaggeration because they didn't do it. There was only one class in the entire country that was doing it, and it was our class. So they wanted to leverage how great the Commonwealth of Virginia's Department of Education is based on my class. Well, down the hall from us, I spent 11 days there with my students. Down the hall from us was the state police, and they had this exhibit, you know, their latest technology. And they had, and I spent time there, and NASA was down there also. So I spent some time while my students ran the show at our exhibit. And I sat down with the state police in their screen, computer screen, and they typed in my name, and it brought up a dossier of information about me. They wouldn't show me screen number 2 and 3 and 4 and 5. They would only show me the first screen. They could type in my license plate, and it would say that I had a concealed carry permit. They knew by the license plate on a vehicle whether you have a concealed carry permit or not. They knew. They had a dossier in front of them within seconds. I mean, like a second. That was back in 1993, 22 years ago.
Well, I can well believe that. And the communitarians are all about economy and efficiency, but especially they're all about conformity.
Mm-hmm.
So when they juxtapose these two, when they have to make decisions, oftentimes what they've got is two false narratives to juxtapose against one another. And the synthesis, thesis, antithesis, synthesis. When you juxtapose the thesis with the antithesis, the synthesis is basically something that everybody can hate. If you can imagine, this is the way they keep us all divided and conquered. Mm-hmm. But what I see with computers is no different than what I saw with the industrial age, and particularly with the division of labor theory that was advanced by one Bernard de Mandeville, who famously wrote something called The Fable of the Bees, describing the ideal economy or society. And interestingly, Bernard de Mandeville was a major influence on people like Adam Weishaupt, Adam Smith, and Karl Marx. And with computers, just like when we see the modern corporation, most Americans don't really look at this, but the truth of the matter is that the corporation is the preferred business model for all socialist organization, including communitarian organization. And what a wonderful tool the computer is. But it is a tool. It can be wielded for good or for ill, just as can language be, because language itself is a tool. It is it's a utilitarian device, and that's all it is a form of technology, just like the computer today is. Today, I like to talk about how we can look at Alfred Korzybski's theory of general semantics. He famously said, "The map is not the territory." And then combine that with Norbert Wiener's theory of cybernetics. And what we have is the perfect tool today for what Wiener was talking about in his popularization of cybernetics for the masses in his tome written in 1954 called The Human Use of Human Beings, Cybernetics in Society. And today we even have disciplines in the colleges and universities in their marketing departments because, yes, they teach marketing at the college level these days. And that person is an econometrician and or a psychometrician. And what do they depend on? Is biofeedback, biofeedback loops. And this is how narrative networks are formed. You can look up an article online. It's called Propaganda 2.0 and the Rise of Narrative Networks. And this was a program begun under DARPA. So this is what we have today with the personal computer. We have we're transitioning from the industrial age to the information age, but we will still have this thing called compartmentalization and division of labor. So anybody that wants to commit a gigantic crime can more easily accomplish this in the age of instant communication, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
this is what happened on 9/11. This is what happened on 9/11.
And I often wondered about that. How was it possible that there, and I watched it live. I watched the whole thing live. I had a computer manufacturing business, and if I wanted to divert my attention to something else, you know, I didn't have a boss, so I could do what I needed to do when I needed to do it, or what I wanted
to do. IT is very popular among libertarians. But libertarians that will not acknowledge communitarianism are feeding right into the communitarian agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, they're beguiled by the language. When you have inoffensive, dry, abstruse language that's really very boring to listen to it constantly, this is one of the most effective ways that communitarians can do their dirty work.
Are you specifically including Barry Satoro in that? Because, you know, I cannot listen to anything that person says. Literally, his delivery, his monotone, his facial expression, the sound of his voice is like it grates on me. I literally can't stand to listen to him. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I have the similar feeling listening to him as I did George W. Bush, Bill Clinton,
right.
You know, Bush's daddy, Ronald Reagan. You know, all of these people were in fact traitors, and they're still traitors. They're all sock puppets. I mean, the money trust controls everything that happens in our lives. I mean, what are we? What drives all human action? Well, the constraints put in place by codes and regulations and statutes and ordinances and the so-called law and so-called money. These two things. And both of these things are artificial constructs. We don't have any money today. No wonder we're becoming enslaved. And I like to say socialism equals gangsterism equals slavery because communitarianism is a system of organized crime. It's a system of organized crime. What we stand to lose under a communitarian system of governance, Vince, is this thing called the Golden Rule and the popular conception of what all of us think of when we think of property and property rights. These things are falling by the wayside. In a socialist system, you can't have the Golden Rule. It doesn't work. And so they don't like it. And that's why they oppose Christianity. They have a code called the Golden Rule. That's a code of behavior. Mm-hmm. It's what law is supposed to be. It's predicated upon our habits, behaviors, our attitudes, and our beliefs.
You know,
and even though most of us like the Golden Rule, most all faith-based traditions around the world have something very similar. Most of us fall short of living up to it. And in a communitarian system, it's real easy because communitarians think there should be something called morality exists in our society, but they believe it's somebody else's job, just not theirs. So they go along to get along, and that's why I say, I bring up, if you want to look in the mirror and ask yourself if you're part of the problem or part of the solution, just remember these three words, all beginning with the letter C. Are you compliant? Are you complacent? Or are you complicit? Most of us are all three.
Mark in Texas with us is, and, you know, as I think about that, compliant, complacent, complicit, that was the problem that I had with the city of Sparta, Missouri. We'll talk a little bit about that when we come back. Larkin, Texas, link on the website under instructors.
What's so special about the Get Prepared Expo? Imagine having the opportunity to learn from some of the best preparedness and survival instructors available today. The faculty of USAPrepares.com. Imagine meeting your radio instructors all in one place. The last weekend in March. Imagine having lunch or dinner at a table with your instructors. And the cost? $10.80. Imagine having your favorite instructors autographing and personalizing your new books. Imagine buying Berkey water filters at deep discounts, the lowest price in the country. Imagine buying freeze-dried long-term storage food at the lowest price in the country. You don't have to imagine. This is real. It's at the Get Prepared Expo, the biggest and best preparedness expo there is, March 27, 28, and 29 in Lebanon, Missouri. One-day tickets are $8 on the website, GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Thorne. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, you just heard a commercial for GCNLive.com, and if you don't agree with the host, let them know. Well, I just checked USAPrepares.com. Not one single post. I guess no one disagrees with the host nor the instructors. Clark in Texas is with us, and I wanted to mention that I did some research this morning about the city of Sparta, Missouri. It is a business. It is a corporation. And as part of their revenue stream of the corporation, the city of Sparta, Missouri, the corporation, part of the revenue stream is the kicking, the tasing of we the people for profit. The black uniformed cops in Sparta, Missouri are gun-wielding revenue agents for the corporation.
It's that way across the country. We're in my neck of the woods, too.
Yeah. Well, I was at the City of Sparta Alderman's meeting on Tuesday. It was a national disgrace. Not one of the City of Sparta, Missouri aldermen spoke out against a tasing incident that happened to a person.
I can source the reason for that just briefly.
Go ahead and finish your thought, and then I'll tell you what the source of that problem is. Here's why I'm mentioning this, and I'm angry about it. And let me tell you, I have been taken to task by people who think that my position on this is absolutely over the top. I'm not backing down. I'm not going to talk about that individual anymore who was tased. I won't speak his name, but I will talk about this disease that we have in the United States. Lark, you mentioned compliant, complacent, and complicit. Let me just define for our class what complicit means. It means involved with others in a reprehensible or illegal activity. Now, this is why I said it's a national disgrace, what I saw at the Sparta City Alderman's meeting. Not one of those elected quote-unquote representatives of we the people, the aldermen. Not one of them said, hey, guys, listen, we're out of control. These cops that we've hired, the police chief is out of control. He has set a tone for our city, our corporation, that is unacceptable. It's affecting commerce. No, what they said instead was, most of them, let's get this guy a new phone number so he doesn't have to get calls from people who listen to USA Prepares. Boy, I'm furious.
Well, and you have
and
a right
I,
to feel.
And again, I will say again, and I've been taking the task for this for hours and hours and hours on the phone. Take your foot off the gas. Put your feet on the brakes. Back down. Ease up. No, I'm not doing it. I don't care whose network I get thrown off. I don't care. Our country's out of control. I don't care. Throw me off any network you want. I don't care. I will resurface.
By the way,
I'm
there are
angry
two spellings.
With what's happening.
There's two spellings of that word complacent. Complacent, spelled C-O-M-P-L-A-C-E-N-T, is characterized by intellectual laziness. The other spelling is C-O-M-P-L-A-I-S-A-N-T. A person who is complacent in that sense is one who is eager to please, anxious to go along to get along.
And that's what these guys did.
And that's the complacent, that's the sense that I mean complacent with the three C's. If you want to know if you're part of the problem or the solution, you're either compliant, complacent, and or complicit, probably all three. Now, the thing to remember is since everything's being privatized, and as you correctly point out, the aldermen are part of a corporation, well, today we have this thing called a non-compete and non-disclosure agreement. And that means they're not answerable to the people.
Period. Exactly right. Those minions were silent, absolutely silent. And some people say, hey, my guy's a good guy. Really? Did he say anything? Did he speak out? Did he do the right thing? Did he follow the golden rule? Absolutely not. Throw them all out. That's my position. Throw everyone out of the city of Sparta government corporation. Throw them all out. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Larkin, Texas, thank you so much.
Valentine's Day is coming soon. Guns80.com wanted to show you some lovin', so they stripped their profits to the bone, lowered their prices to $400 for their Ghost AR kit. Valentine's Day offer ends on the 15th, so don't delay. Return the love. Go to Guns80.com, order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, background checks, no hassles, delivered to your door. I call that love. Go to Guns80.com. That's 844-248-6780. Order now, Guns80.com. It's Guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS80.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? It is now a new day. How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on March 7th and 8th in Chicago. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.